Miyazaki and his films. Japanese animation has steadily grown in popularity over the years. Disney has recently started giving Japanese animation movies wide releases in the USA, providing these movies with the potential to reach a bigger audience and to grow in popularity around the world. This kind of growth is almost all thanks to Japanese animator, director, producer, and writer Hayao Miyazaki. Have you seen his movies? Miyazaki is the father of modern Japanese animation, with a long and impressive list of movies that he has personally animated and directed. Some of his most famous include The Wind Rises, My Neighbor Totoro, and Princess Mononoke. Between his beautiful drawing style and themes that pop up in every movie, Miyazaki is as known for his raw talent and his status as a living legend. Hayao Miyazaki was born in 1941 in Japan. During World War II, his father ran a company that produced airplanes for the Japanese Air Force. And since then, Miyazaki's almost obsessive interest in flight and aircrafts has appeared in all his films. Miyazaki's career has spanned 5 decades, starting in 1963, when he worked at Studio Toei. He directed his first movie, Lupin III, The Castle of Cagliostro, in 1979. And after his second directorial feature, Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind, in 1984, he co-founded Studio Ghibli. Studio Ghibli has made over 20 animated features, most of which were a critical and commercial success. Nausicaa of the Valley of the Wind was distributed under the title Warriors of the Wind in the USA, but only after it was cut down and scenes rearranged. The end product made Miyazaki worry about exporting his films to the USA for nearly 20 years, which is why his Western success seems to have come so late in life. The Western world was introduced to him on a wider scale in 1997 with the release of Princess Mononoke. In fact, this movie was not a true representation of Miyazaki's work. Princess Mononoke uses computer graphics at some points in the movie, rather than just hand-drawn animation. Miyazaki actually got rid of his computer graphics department after the movie to put focus back on the hand-drawn animation. One of his biggest hits was Spirited Away, for which he won many awards, including an Academy Award for Best Animated Feature in 2003. After The Wind Rises came out in 2013, Miyazaki announced he would retire. Although he has retired and then come back to work several times in the past, he made it quite clear that this was his final retirement. One reason for his retirement is the amount of work he takes on. Miyazaki almost always draws each frame by hand and does all the art in watercolor. He draws and writes the script at the same time, beginning the animation before the story is finished. This is almost the complete opposite of how things work in Western studios, where one step can only begin after the previous one has finished. Miyazaki is as famous for his artwork and writing as he is for the themes that appear in each film. These include the relationship between humans, nature and technology, love, feminism, pacifism, and the transition from childhood to adulthood. His characters are also memorable because they are neither all good nor all bad. the bad guys have good qualities, making them more relatable to the audience. Miyazaki's films are feminist because he uses young female main characters that often do not follow Japanese gender norms. Spirited Away focuses on a 10-year-old girl who is transported to a ghostly bathhouse and must pass several tests before she can return home. My Neighbor Totoro follows two young girls in their daily lives after they are sent to the countryside to be closer to their mother, who is ill and needs to stay in the countryside. In Kiki's Delivery Service, teenage witch Kiki sets off by herself, sets up a delivery service, and must fight to get her powers back. Despite the magical plots, the characters are fully realized, and it's somewhat easy to identify with them. Ecological and technological issues also take up a good amount of each movie. Princess Mononoke is almost pessimistic in its portrayal of humankind's effect on nature. The movie focuses on a young warrior prince who promises to protect a young girl raised by wolves, her forest, and its spirits from a local mining company. Nausicaä of the Valley of the Wind tells the story of a young princess trying to stop her nation and another going to war over an ancient technology that will destroy them both. Miyazaki's pacifism is also a constant theme in his movies, and occasionally it makes the news in real life too. He refused to go to the USA to pick up his award for Spirited Away because he did not want to support the American invasion of Iraq. Miyazaki combined a beautiful, often breathtaking artistic style with grown-up themes and made them suitable for children, helping them see the big picture and small details. His stories crossed age, language, and social divides. His talent is a rare one, and although he has decided to retire, his artwork will undoubtedly inspire generations of artists to come.